Hello, this is David Jenkins, La Plata Town Council member from Ward 4. I will be your host for this podcast titled La Plata Ward 4 Update, providing updates about the La Plata Town Council meetings, issues affecting you as residents, and other related activities. I've also started a La Plata Ward 4 video update, which are short videos about specific projects and issues, and have been posted to my Facebook page, facebook.com/djenkinslptowncouncilward4/. These videos are also posted to the app or the website called Nextdoor, www.nextdoor.com/newsfeed. A little background, the town council has their work sessions each month on the second and third Tuesday, and then we have our business meeting on the fourth Tuesday. All meetings start at 6 p.m., and now the town council work sessions and business meetings are now hybrid. That is, you can attend in person or virtually. Each agenda provides a link to attend virtually using the Microsoft Teams platform. Meeting agendas can be accessed to the town website, www.townlaplata.org. And please note, all meetings are recorded, so you can view them later at your leisure. So now let's get started with our latest update. Hello, and welcome again to this latest episode of La Plata Ward 4 Update Podcast. This is David Jenkins, La Plata Town Council member from Ward 4, and your host for this podcast, and my companion La Plata Ward 4 video update posted on YouTube. This episode is the first of a series of podcast episodes that follows the development of the town's fiscal year 2025 budget. Please note that the fiscal year starts July 1st, 2024, and ends June 30th, 2025. So the process began with a town council work session on Tuesday, January the 30th of this year. The outcome of this session was to first have an understanding of the town's current financial standing, second, a long-term budget outlook for the town beyond fiscal year 25, department directors talking about their specific department priorities, issues, and challenges, and for us as town council members to establish our budget priorities and budget goals. So the meeting agenda is pretty straightforward. It was an opening by the mayor. Then there was a presentation by our town treasurer, which is a summary of our fiscal 23 budget fiscal overview, and then the status of our current budget fiscal year 24, a mid-year budget review to see how we're doing with respect to revenues and expenditures or expenses. This was then followed by presentations by each of our department directors. This included their respective mission and functions, their FY24 or current budget accomplishments to date, planned activities for the remainder of the fiscal year 24, which again ends on June 30th, 2024, and then their fiscal year 25 priority and budget challenges. I will provide a link in the podcast notes so you can look at and review each department presentation. So the department directors who made presentations include our Director of Planning, Janine Harrington, our Director of Legislative Services, Kelly, Monica Kennedy, our Director of HR, our Human Resources, Carl Schinner, our Chief of Police, Bobby Stahl, our Director of Operations and Public Works, and finally, Karina Larson, our Town Treasurer. This meeting did end with a brief discussion about questions from the Town Council, as well as our initial thoughts. Most of us held off, or at least I held off, with providing immediate budget priorities, as I wanted to review this material. And then I'll share some of that in this podcast. Again, this is my individual viewpoint and perspective as one town council member. So let me go through very briefly what we heard with respect to our fiscal year 2025 and future budget issues and concerns. New assessments for real property were done for fiscal year 2025. This is a three-year cycle where the state of Maryland reassesses properties. You should have probably had received a notice of your new assessment recently in the mail. This will generate an additional $1 million or for the town in real property taxes for the next 3 years, as the assessment cycle is once every 3 years. But please note that we need to be mindful that these properties will be assessed again in 2028. The impact on the budget is considerable because we are looking at implementing additional employee benefits, which include enhanced retirement pension benefits for our qualified police officers in public work and other positions, health insurance for employees that retire prior to Medicare eligibility. Additional challenges are that we have new capital projects, capital improvement projects, which include the potential for a new building to house our police department, our growing police department, improvements to our existing public works building, and a cost of increase for the replacement of town vehicles. These projects will require the use of what we call fund balance, and we should begin to look at how we should replenish this fund balance in future years. Another challenge is that we need to make sure that we maintain competitive salaries and benefits for employees so that we can retain and attract employees and staff to provide the services to town residents. We do have to meet the time obligations or constraints to obligate and spend ARPA funds. We're all well on our way. We have to obligate those funds by the end of this calendar year and then spend them by 2025. We then, as I mentioned earlier, we have to reevaluate our fund balances, which we would need for reserves, and then assign those amounts to ensure proper levels are available if and when we need that, like a rainy day fund. There is, as you may be aware of, there is some economic uncertainty in future years, so we have to be sure we understand that. And then we will have some declining investment earnings due to declining interest rates and our fund balance. Now, a specific item that we're looking at is to increase pensions, as I mentioned, for town police force officers and public works and additional staff. So what impact does that have on the town budget in future years, specifically fiscal year 2025 through 2027 budgets? This also may include potential impacts from cost of living increases and or merit salary increases as well. This analysis or this impact also includes potential pension plan options and their impacts on our enterprise funds, since they are staffed by our public works staff. This includes our enterprise funds of water, sewer, sanitation or trash, and stormwater management. Now, this January 30th budget work session that we had will be followed by additional council work sessions and public hearings. A link is provided in my podcast notes, which lays out that schedule, our schedule of future meetings and public hearings. And I'll provide that in the link as well, and also in the podcast notes. So let me complete this episode or finish the episode by providing my initial opinions and views about potential FY 2025 budgets or budget priorities. Again, I'm speaking as one town council member and not for the remainder of the town council. So I believe that our budget priorities should be based on our 2022 town strategic plan. So let me briefly go through some of those with some comments about priorities and other related issues. Our strategic plan talks about, quote, manage all our assets as a responsible fiduciary, ensure that funds are available for providing quality services in an equitable manner, and our infrastructure is maintained now and in the future by prioritizing long-term financial sustainability over short-term tasks. So let me provide a comment with that. And consistent with that strategic goal, we as the town council are guardians of taxpayers' funds. seeking the best return for your tax dollar as we invest in the town and our services. However, we should not, in my view, shy away from a frank and transparent discussion on how we fund these many needs for our growing community. Please note our tax rate, the town tax rate, has remained the same for over 20 years. As a result, in my view, many prior needs may not have been funded, and now, due to growth and other pressures and the previous economic slowdown, the bills are now due on how we maintain and expand our strained infrastructure, salary to attract and retain employees, pension and other benefit to, again, attract and retain qualified staff to support our needed services. Let me move on to the next goal, one of the next goals in the strategic plan, economic prosperity. Develop an economic base in the Plata that offers desirable careers and supports high standards for living for our residents now and into the future. So again, let me provide my observation and comment. I believe there is an opportunity with the ongoing development of not only Pine Grove, but other development. There is an opportunity to diversify our tax base, therefore reducing our dependency on residential growth for tax revenues, that is, houses for tax revenues. Please note that Pine Grove includes two commercial office development areas located on the north side of Rosewick Road. One parcel, parcel P, as in Papa, is 22 acres and proposes a variety of commercial industrial uses. The other parcel is parcel Q, and that's 82 acres. And that, again, is also providing or proposing a mixture of office space and retail and also some residential dwelling units. Those uses, the specific uses for those parcels will be identified later as the development proceeds and they go through the specific review process. But again, this is an opportunity to diversify our tax base. Commercial industrial development demands less on services, but still provides needed tax revenue. So diversifying our tax base, creating local jobs, helps reduce out-commuting, and these are basic tenets of what we call smart growth. Diversify our tax base also provides growth opportunities, not only for our existing businesses, but also the ability to perhaps attract new businesses to support our growing population. So I would support the following initiatives. Initiate an economic development function within the town to help existing businesses grow while attracting new ones. Perhaps the need for better and improved coordination with our La Plata Business Association. Review the opportunity, if it's there, to have a designated Main Street program. There is a self-assessment document out, which I'm reviewing, so hopefully that'll be part of a future town council work session. Let's move on then to a next strategic plan goal, and I quote, community identity. Engage citizens and visitors through enhancement and communication of amenities, programs, and events hosted in La Plata. So here's my observation and comment. If we are serious about a walkable La Plata as a means or an entity to attract residents, tourism, and grow our existing businesses and attract new ones, I would support the following Legislative Services Department initiatives. Aggressively seek public space improvement grants and their program. Update our current but new updated platform, Civic Web, that can be integrated within our new town website to provide a more streamlined user experience. That is an easier for you as citizens to use. We should continue to work with our arts work group to look at way to improve art within the town. This also, frankly, in working with our public art in the Central Business District to look at painted crosswalk on town streets. This has been proven as a way to slow down traffic, but also provide for pedestrian safety. Next, in the planning department, I would support the following initiatives. Adoption of a complete streets program, but obviously scaled to La Plata's condition. I would hope that they would complete review and approval of a proposed adequate public facilities ordinance, or APFO. But I would also hope this would include a fiscal impact element based upon the results and methodology of a fiscal impact analysis study that's currently in our current budget. The scope of work has almost been completed, so I'm hopeful there will be a request for proposal so we can get that study underway. Would also support development of what they call a form-based code for downtown La Plata. This is a new zoning process where it allows more flexibility for uses in downtown areas, and hopefully then would attract development so we can redevelop our downtown. Also, the planning staff is working on a comprehensive plan tracking page, which is currently under development, so I assume or hope that will be completed in the near future. The other thing, referring back to the legislative services, we're also developing an on-street business directory, as well as developing a La Plata Citizen Academy, and hopefully that could be in place prior to the next town elections in 2025. So let me move on next now to the next strategic plan goal, public service readiness. Plan and develop the systems and infrastructure needed to meet growing demand while supporting the health, safety, and wellness of residents and natural resources. So here's my observation and comments, again, as one individual town councilman. The planning staff, working with our Operations and Public Works Department, has developed a development capacity spreadsheet, the latest version which was presented at our January 30th, 2024 council budget work session. This is a very valuable tool. It tracks development proposals and their impact on our infrastructure, specifically water, sewer, stormwater management, as well as schools. The latest version currently, as presented to us, clearly documents the need for additional water sources for La Plata and county residents, because they're part of this as well. Please note that water aquifers below the surface do not recognize political boundaries. I believe then there is an urgent public need, health, that in my view requires the following actions on behalf of the town. First, an immediate and sustained campaign with the governor's office, the Maryland Department of the Environment, which regulates and provides permits for water withdrawal in the state of Maryland, and Charles County to develop an agreement where we share water resources at a reasonable price. I hate to say this, but we really need to leave our egos and any animosities at the door so we can work together with the county and the state to provide water for the common good of the county and La Plata residents. Next, we should prepare contingency plans and processes for a potential delay in the approval of development plans if, in fact, we are facing a water shortage. This includes developing waiting list processes and policy. This is not, I'm not trying to be alarmist. I'm just trying to be proactive and think ahead if we ever come to that point. As I stated earlier, we need a complete review and approval of the adequate public facilities ordinance by the Planning Commission. The staff has been working on it, so I'm hopeful that that will be moving forward in this calendar year for council review and hopefully approval and discussion and approval. So I'm going to provide additional follow-up podcasts as we move forward to review and prepare our fiscal 2025 budget. So again, my ask is for you, my listeners, please attend our council meetings. You can do that in person or online. And if you can't do that, it's perfectly understandable. But note that all council meetings are recorded and available on the town's YouTube site. So thanks again for listening. I hope you find these informative and hopefully piques your interest in getting engaged in the town. Please direct your questions and comments to me at my email address, djenkins@townoflaplata.org. Thanks again, and look forward to hearing from you shortly. This concludes the latest La Plata Town Council Ward 4 update. I hope you find this podcast informative and useful. So let me know what you think. I look forward to speaking to you again and listening to your questions and concerns. To reach me, my email address is djenkins@townoflaplata.org, or my cell phone number is 301-263-3471. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.